Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to play for you guys what Matt Nagy had to say as he met with the media. Today was coordinator day out at Arrowhead Stadium, and Matt Nagy says that Juwan Taylor's got to be better when it comes to the penalties.
Speaking to the obvious, the penalties, that can't happen. And so that's where we're at. We've made it loud and clear. Juwan knows that. He understands it. It's something that, especially in a moment like that in that game, when things are a little bit off kilter now with the personnel, and you start to move the ball, you have a couple positive plays, and then boom, a penalty or a second. You know, so three penalties and a hold, not good enough. He knows that. When there's no one hiding from it, he's not hiding from it. He understands what's expected, and I think he's ready for that challenge here as we go.
All right. I'm going to give you guys some numbers. These numbers, I think, are pretty important and fly in the face of what you just heard from the offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't believe them when they tell me that they can correct the Juwan Taylor penalty problem because that's who he is. Now, we can talk about the Chris Collinsworth side of this. And yes, there was a time where I think Chris Collinsworth in front of 15, 20 million people noticed something with Juwan Taylor. And I do think that the league put a heavy emphasis on this. That was two seasons ago. We're in year three of this. That was the third game in Juwan Taylor's career. He has now played 41 games with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I don't want to entertain the conversation about Chris Collinsworth and the damage that he has done to Juwan Taylor's career. You got to play better. It's really that simple. Let me give you this stat. Juwan Taylor has played in 41 games for the Kansas City Chiefs. 41. He has committed at least one penalty in those games. In 25 of those games. In 25 of the 41 games that Juwan Taylor has played, he has committed at least one penalty. He has committed at least two or more penalties in 11 of those games. 11. 25% of the time that Juwan Taylor plays for the Chiefs, he will commit at least two penalties. Over 50% of the time, he is going to commit at least one penalty in the game. I don't believe them when they say he can't keep doing this. He will continue to do this. That's who he is, at least on this team. That's who he is. I don't know if it's physical. I don't know if it's mental. I don't know what it is. But you guys have not shown me that you have the ability to fix the Juwan Taylor penalty issue. I see a lot of people that say, well, when he doesn't commit penalties, he's a good player. The penalties are significant. If you add up the penalty yardage that Juwan Taylor has cost them playing for the Chiefs, and we're not even talking about the penalties that get picked up, I'm only counting the ones that actually go on the board. He has cost them 295 penalty yards since playing for the Chiefs. 295. This offense cannot overcome that on Sunday. You cannot overcome Juwan Taylor's two holding penalties that erase first downs and now take what would have been a first down and turn it into first and 20. You don't have the firepower to be able to do that. I'm not saying the Chiefs got to play a perfect game. I will continue to say that. That is not what I am here advocating. You don't have to play perfect to beat the Eagles. I don't want to paint them like they are some unbeatable team. But you can't give them advantages and committing turnovers, committing penalties, physical mistakes, mental errors. That's usually what gets you beat. And I don't think the Chiefs right now, they don't have the available firepower to be able to overcome some of these mistakes. You could do it when you had Rice and Worthy and when the running game was explosive. You get into a first and 10, you got the offense to be able to overcome that. This team just doesn't have that right now. You just got to play a lot cleaner brand of football on Sunday.
Here's what bothers me about what Matt Nagy said there. And maybe bother is a strong term. He says, we got to clean that up. Well, your numbers would indicate it's not getting cleaned up. So is the cleanup Jalen Moore? Because what's that saying? A tiger doesn't change his stripes. Juwan Taylor commits penalties. I looked up the stats with the Jags. In his career, he's committed 77 penalties if we include the Jags years. We looked at the Chiefs' numbers. So this is more than just Chris Collinsworth one night said a thing and then the whole league turned on him. No, he's been a penalty-prone player most of his NFL career. So when Matt Nagy says he's aware of that and we're going to get it cleaned up, it sounds like to me the only cleanup is a change because Juwan Taylor is who Juwan Taylor is. And I don't know if it's going to ever happen, but Jalen Moore is sitting there collecting $21 million and dust. Do they ever make the leap? Because right now, Juwan Taylor is just a problem. I never thought in the offseason with Kingsley playing his first year at left guard and Josh Simmons playing his first year at left tackle that our biggest conversation going into the Eagles game would be Juwan Taylor. But here we sit. Those numbers indicate a fix isn't coming unless a change is coming.
That's why I'm really intrigued to see if the penalties continue with Juwan Taylor, you now have a fail-safe option. I don't think that he's going to be on the team next year. So if there's any player that you can maybe be a little bit more assertive of and try to make an example of, it's a player that you plan on walking on at the end of the season. He is not going to be on the team next year. Like, he's just not going to be on the team. His contract doesn't really allow that. They financially, they get too many advantages in releasing him and moving on from him. And you already believe that you have his replacement on the roster. If things get shaky, if something goes wrong on Sunday, this is a close game, but you have a couple of penalties and you have some things that go wrong. Are you going to be willing to pull the plug? I mean, your offensive coordinator came out and said, this is unacceptable. This can't happen. This can't happen. We all acknowledge in Juwan Taylor's career that at some point here in the next couple of weeks, he is going to commit a very costly penalty that takes a first down off the board. I've just seen it happen too many times since he's been in the Chiefs uniform. I don't believe him. I don't believe him. Something is going to happen. Are you prepared to make a very public stance and sit him? And not just the, we've seen them give him like a little bit of a rest. We've seen them do that in the middle of a drive before. Hey, this drive's not going really well. Why don't you sit over here? Why don't you reset? We'll then bring you back in on the next series and we'll get things going. If they give Jalen Moore the job, if something goes wrong or if he's not playing up to their standards, are they prepared to leave it in Jalen Moore's hands? Or, Rob, are they going to be quick to go back to Juwan Taylor and what they know?
I don't think any of us have the answer to that. But I would tell you, historically, they haven't pulled Juwan Taylor. Now, if you want to tell me that Wanye Morris is not near the player Jalen Moore is and whoever was backing up before Wanye, I'm open to that conversation. But this problem isn't new, and the Chiefs have stuck it out at every turn. So I would love for them to make the change and treat him the way they treated Kingsley last year. It's not getting done. You are a handcuff to our Super Bowl ability. It's time to make a change, but man, they just have not done that with a player who has had this issue consistently throughout his NFL career. It just, seeing is believing, and I'd love to believe, but I need to see it before I think the Chiefs will make that move.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly, you know, what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.